Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AsDaG morning market update. And we're seeing some pressure across the board in the grain market this morning with soybeans leading us lower. May corn at 438 and a quarter, down a penny. July at 445 and three quarters, down three and a half. December at 469, down three and three quarters. May soybeans at 1142, down 18 and three quarters. July at 1163 and a half, down 18 and a quarter. November new crop 1161, down 16 and three quarters. July soybean oil at 42.75, down 162, are more than 3.5%. Weaker crude oil prices are weighing on the market. July soybean meal, though, at 355.20 is up 80, posting some fractional gains, as again concerns about the strike in Argentina at their soybean processing plants is giving at least a little strength to meal. Crush doing a little bit better. New crop crush at 106 even is up 125. July wheat at 598.5 is down 10 cents. July Kansas City 636 and 3 quarters, down 13 and 3 quarters. July Minneapolis at 702.5, down 5 and a quarter. The wobble in the wheat is a little bit concerning. We'll see if we can get some support in the second half of the day. July rice at 1927, down 19. July cotton, 78.47, down 305. And December new crop at 76.86, down 139, as the market is punching a hole in that recent support we found. Cattle also under pressure this morning. June lives at 174.42, down 273. August feeders, 255.70, down 393. Hogs at 102.45, though only down 3. Entire commodity space is under pressure today. June milk at 1846 is up 28. July orange juice 364.20, down 375. Crude oil 81.59, down $1.03 currently. Diesel 251.40, down 320. Unleaded 268.06, down a nickel a gallon. Natural gas at 204 is up 1. Gold 2308, that's down $49.50. Silver at 26.59, down 107, as we are seeing some risk aversion today as well. Dollar index at 106.05 is up 48. Dow Jones Industrial Average 38,192, currently down 193 or half a percent. S&P 550.96, down about 20 points even. That's down about 4-tenths of a percent. NASDAQ Composite 15,903, down 79 or down a half a percent after being positive earlier. We got an employment cost index number this morning that came out hotter than expected. A Chicago PMI number that came out much worse than expected. And mixed numbers on consumer confidence, which is leading to the stagflation ideas. We are right in front of a Federal Reserve announcement that will be coming out tomorrow. We also have the monthly jobs report and a host of other smaller numbers, all of which are creating some jitters in the rate market. The 2-year now at 501, that's up 4 basis points. 10-year at 466, up 5 basis points. And the 30-year at 477, up 4 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from rainy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.